are listening to Hey, Let's Get Real with Mallory Lauren. Have you ever had to do whatever it takes to support your family? I was working overnights and getting home when everyone was waking up for the day. I watched my youngest during the day while my oldest was at school and my fiancé was at work. I would sleep around 5 to 6 hours a day if I was lucky. I was tired and knew something had to change. That's when I decided to do the research and learn how I could work from home. Let's fast forward to today, where I'm speaking to successful female entrepreneurs about all things business, family, and life. So grab a seat while we share our stories, and hey, let's get real. Before you check out today's episode, make sure you listen to the last episode where I spoke with Lindsay Vertner about how she was able to overcome a fatal car wreck and transform her life. On today's episode, I am speaking with Vicki Weber. Vicki is a musician and an elementary educator with a love for children's literature. While she has taught a variety of grade levels, primarily level education is where her passion lies. It has long been a dream of hers to teach children through the magic of books, and she hopes you love reading her works as much as she loved writing them. Her newest book has been the number one new release in children's musical books for the past 2 weeks. Welcome, Vicki. I'm so happy you are here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Of course. So I am an elementary music teacher, and I teach pre-K through second grade. And then I also teach STEAM to third, fourth, and fifth grade students. And I also am a children's picture book author as well. I currently have 4 books with a 5th one releasing this summer. 2 of my current published books help teach foundational music education concepts to young kids. And then my other 2 are based on my own Hispanic roots.
That's awesome. How'd you get into book illustration?
So I don't actually illustrate my own stories. Okay. I'm very fine stick people. But that doesn't make for a great picture book. But I've made a lot of connections. I've always been very literacy based. Uh-huh. Especially in my music classrooms, I'm constantly using books. And when I went back for my master's degree, I actually went back for English as a second language. So I've always kind of had that connection there. So when I decided that I wanted to actually start writing these stories, my husband was the one who kind of gave me a push to actually look into publishing. And I found some really fantastic illustrators that I've worked with.
That's awesome. Now is my favorite time on the show where it's time to get real. Tell me about a struggle that you've had and how you've overcome it.
Ooh, well, I mean, as an adult, there's always lots of struggles. Yeah. But I think something that was really powerful in becoming an author in the first place is when I was growing up, I loved to read. I loved to read so much that, like, my first grade teacher would have me go read to, like, the 2nd and 3rd grade classes. I've always been a reader. But I noticed right off the bat that there weren't kids who looked like me, or there weren't Puerto Rican characters in the stories I was reading. Mm-hmm. And I did actually own 2 books with Puerto Rican characters, and both of them were boys. So that didn't bother me too much because, again, I liked to read anything and everything. Yeah. But I know as I've become a teacher and I'm reading these books to my students, it's really glaringly obvious when so much literature doesn't look like my students do. So that was a big part in writing two of my books that are both based in Puerto Rico with all Puerto Rican characters, because I want to help contribute to that that representation in children's book literature.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I feel like that would be a great thing for little kids to be able to relate that way, not just to the words itself, but when you can relate to the actual characters and more than just what they talk about or do.
I feel like absolutely. Well, even when I was growing up, none of the characters ever had curly hair. Never. And I have crazy curly hair. So it's been really exciting to see these last couple of years. I don't have any that are about, you know, curly hair, but it's really exciting to see other authors starting to include things like that.
Yeah, that is awesome. Are your books available to purchase anywhere?
Yeah, so they are available on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com.
Awesome.
They're also available on Target.com, Walmart.com, and I do sell them myself if people do reach out to me, but it's just as easy to get it from any of those platforms as well.
Yeah, I'll put the link to Amazon in the show notes, so if people want to look at them and check them out, they'll be right there.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah. And is there any place that people can follow you at?
Sure, so I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Vicky Webber Books. That is Vicky with a Y. And I'm also active on Facebook. My Facebook page is Vicky Webber Author, also with a Y. And yeah, those are really my two social media platforms. I am on Twitter. I just am not as active on there as I am on other platforms. Uh-huh. And then I do have a website. It's called trunkupbooks.com. And I keep that as up to date as possible with new releases and, free printables for my books, things like that.
I'll add those in the show notes too, just so everything's in one spot.
Thank you.
It was great speaking with you today, Vicky. Thank you for coming on and sharing. Don't forget to come back for the next episode where I am speaking with Ashley McDowell, where we talk about listening to your gut in business and overcoming and becoming successful, even as a mom with two young kids. If you like this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe and leave me a review and rating. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Hey, Let's Get Real.